From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Obama administration says it wants to be clear, frank, and blunt with China about cyber attacks and cyber espionage. This comes after the U.S. Justice Department announced criminal cyber theft charges for five Chinese men who allegedly engaged in stealing trade secrets. Priscilla Huff has more on the state of relations between Washington and Beijing.
The U.S. Justice Department is charging five Chinese men with economic espionage, hacking into American firms' computers to steal trade secrets. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
When it comes to making sure that we take action on cybersecurity, we're not going to sugarcoat our disagreements with any other nation on these issues.
Earlier, the Obama administration had taken the unusual step of holding an extraordinary briefing for the Chinese military on cyber attacks and capabilities, hoping that China would reciprocate and cooperate. Instead, the Chinese have dismissed the charges against the five military officers as fabrications.
The U.S. and NATO say they've seen no evidence that Russia is withdrawing its military presence from the eastern border of Ukraine, contrary to a claim from Russian President Vladimir Putin that the forces amassed there would return to their usual bases. The U.S., EU, and NATO have been calling on Russia to do this and see it as a key step to de-escalate the Ukrainian crisis. Anders Fogh Rasmussen, the Secretary General of NATO, says they've heard claims like this from the Kremlin before.
Now I think it's the third Putin statement on withdrawal of Russian troops, but so far we haven't seen any withdrawal at all. I strongly regret that, because a withdrawal of Russian troops would be a first important contribution to de-escalating the crisis.
The radical Islamic cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri has been convicted on all charges at his terrorism trial in New York. The prosecution alleged that he turned the Finsbury Park Mosque in London into a base of operations for a global export of terror. U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The jury had no doubt Abu Hamza was found guilty of all the charges he faced in New York after the prosecution rubbished a defense argument that the Finsbury Park cleric was an independent thinker, not an extremist like Osama bin Laden. He testified on his own behalf at the trial, telling the court he lost both hands during an army experiment with explosives in Pakistan. Convicted now of 11 kidnapping and terrorism charges, he's facing the possibility of life in prison.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Iraq's incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has emerged as the biggest winner in the country's first parliamentary election since U.S. troops withdrew in 2011. Preliminary results show. Mr. al-Maliki is seeking a third term, but is widely blamed for the sectarian violence that has left more than 3,000 people dead this year. Nina Maria Potts has more.
Preliminary results hand Nouri al-Maliki's coalition 92 of the 328 seats in the Council of Representatives. The results deal a blow to Shiite, Sunni and Kurdish rivals seeking to stop him from serving a third term. Mr. Maliki still needs to approach other groups, though, to secure a broader majority coalition inside Parliament to form a government. More than 9,000 candidates and 276 political entities contested the elections on the 30th of April, the first since the withdrawal of U.S. troops in 2011. The government formation is expected to take months. A source of concern here in Washington, which has nonetheless hailed the election as a success in standing up to extremists.
A new report shows that Antarctica is losing ice at a rapidly increasing rate. It says 160 billion tons of ice were lost to the ocean last year, enough ice melt to increase global sea levels by about 0.43 millimeters per year. Scientists say that between 2010 and 2013, ice melted off Antarctica at double the rate than it did between 2005 and 2010. U.S. health officials have reported the first case of person-to-person transmission of the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome, known as the MERS virus. A man from the state of Illinois is believed to have caught the virus after a business meeting with a doctor who contracted it while working in Saudi Arabia. And Google's YouTube is reportedly in talks to acquire video game streaming website Twitch for an estimated $1 billion. The site apparently turned down an offer from Microsoft in favor of Google, which wants to incorporate the service into YouTube. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.